What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does it take to improve maternal health for everyone? It takes a new model of care for mothers and babies. It takes deeper connections in patients' communities and comprehensive care before pregnancy and far beyond. It takes Philadelphia's only hospital exclusively dedicated to women and families to reinvent maternal health care and improve outcomes for all women. It takes Temple Health.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Back here on the Second Guest Show, Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, at the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go to our Oakwood Hard Jewelers Talk and Text line. We've got Longshoreman hanging on. Longshoreman, in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Hey, Bobby and Mike, man, thank y'all for taking my call. And Mr. Charlie Long also there on the back of the scene there. Man, Bobby, Mike, I got to tell y'all something. That's an experience I wish that every football fan could have happen in their lifetime, to go to a Super Bowl, man.
So you had the game yesterday, Longshoreman?
Yes, sir.
Oh, awesome. So you seen the atmosphere. It's different than a regular game. You'd have to admit that.
It's different. It's the intensity, the electricity of it, just, I don't know, all the way around the board. It's just, look, Bobby, look, you know, you were talking. I love that. I love hearing that story, and I've heard it from years ago when it happened. When you were kind of taunting the Eagles fans. But I'm gonna tell you something, Bobby. Hey, look, you know how I am. I make a lot of friends around me pretty quick, and get to talking and cutting up with people. Man, by that third or fourth touchdown, I almost had that Eagles chant down, and I was chanting with them.
Yeah, you get it involved in the atmosphere. Yeah.
But then I had my Drew Brees jersey on, so I let them, you know, I said, y'all got to let me do a little hoot out every now and then, so we got that going on. But, man, hey, Bobby, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
You said you were watching with your binoculars, and I want to ask this, I hope it ain't a stupid question. I want to know what was the type of communication between number 77, the right guard for Philadelphia, and the center. Almost 9 times out of 10, before that center would snap that ball, he would give him a little tap on the back. And I don't know if it was something to know, let know he's helping him.
Yeah.
Trying to help him out.
Yeah, trying to help him out. Like, yeah, the crowd noise. I think that would be more. To me, it was the Eagles' home game. It was not a Chiefs' home game. So I don't know. No, and you practice that because you don't know what it's going to be like, the crowd atmosphere. Let's say the Chiefs get off to a great start, and maybe the Chiefs fans are loud. But to me, it was just more Eagles crowd. And that's like treating the Super Bowl like whether, in theory, you'd both be road teams because of the crowd noise. And you never know what's going to happen, and you don't want to jump off sides. And just to help out the center and the quarterback, and then all of a sudden you see that whole hand thing going the right guard to the center and just letting them know, you're ready for the snap. Know.
And the other thing, too, is Mekhi Becton, who was an absolute bust with the Jets as a tackle and never played guard before. The one tendency is he's a little slow to get out of his stance. So that little tap is telling him, hey, the snap is coming. But that is something that they have kind of perfected throughout the year. It's just a little tip-off to Becton, knowing that, you know, he's because the way he's built, It's hard for him to get out of that stance.
He's a giant. He's a giant.
He's a giant. He's huge.
I don't know if y'all saw this. I might have saw this on the replay or highlight. When A.J. Brown scored a touchdown, he went up to him. Was it like he was crying to me?
Yep.
Here's a giant of a man. You go say, man, why are you crying? You ain't going to tell. He might punch you in the face or something.
Because a year ago.
Slam me out because he knows he went from the outhouse to the penthouse.
He was told, hey, you're not good enough to play for the Jets.
Yeah.
Now he's starting.
Now he's a Super Bowl champ.
World champion Philadelphia.
And he's not just on the team. He's starting.
That goes to show does matter.
Coaching, you got to handle adversity. Yep. That you can't give up just because somebody don't like you. You might work out somewhere else.
Hey, Bobby and Mike, if I would have told y'all last week that Philadelphia was going to be leading Kansas City in the Super Bowl 24-0 and a half, what would you have told me?
I'd have said no.
I'd have said, you smoking crack or something? Like, what's up? What's up, Long Trouble? What are you smoking?
You tipped the bottle a little bit too many times.
I was like, no. I said, no. I thought the Eagles would win just because they had a better team. Like I don't know. No, I picked 27-23. Now, I wanted it to be a close game. I didn't care who won. But I didn't think it'd be an ass whipping. Yep.
Yeah, halfway through the third quarter, I was looking around the Chiefs fans. Some of them were falling asleep in their seats, or they were just passing out from alcohol. I don't know which one. Sadness and whatever you want to call it, grieving. They knew that this ass whipping, it's all but over with.
Well, you know what? Again, you look in the trenches, who was winning those battles, and I always say this, the worst thing as a quarterback, I don't care if it's a regular season, it could be a damn preseason game. It could be a regular season game. It could be playoffs. It could be the Super Bowl. And you're competing against one another. You know, like when the Saints, like when they, you know, in training camp, when you're practicing against the Texans or the Chargers, whatever, and then you go live, they're not going to hit the quarterback, but you still got to make quick and rational decisions. The worst thing for a quarterback is when all of a sudden they're only rushing four people and it feels like a damn blitz.
And that was every snap.
Because all of a sudden they got seven. And then even when they're doing a three-man rush, you got seven or eight in coverage and you got to try to throw it through all the branches. Ooh, that's when you make a lot of mistakes. Where a lot of times if you know what you're doing with the ball, how to attack a defense, you almost hope. Like Spags with blitz because I know how to attack it. But then all of a sudden, if you Pat Mahomes, damn, it feels like a blitz. And they ain't really blitzing me. Then you start freaking out.
and you got to see it yesterday. Yeah. Even from one of the greatest
Pat
to play
Mahomes,
the game.
Come on.
One of the greatest.
Pat Mahomes trying to surpass Tom Brady. Not so good. Now, I don't know. What do y'all think? Tom Brady, was he kind of shaky as an announcer? I'm at the game, I don't know, as an announcer.
I think some of his moments were shaky yesterday, to say the least.
It just goes to show you, just because you know world's greatest quarterback ever, that don't mean you could call a game.
And, you know, again, this is his first sort of rodeo into that number one
spot. No, he's going to work at it.
And you get scrutinized. I know one thing. He's a hard-ass worker.
No, he's going to work at it to get better. And Fox has, I know...
a lot of money invested in.
Like $380 million. Wouldn't you like somebody to give you $300-something million and that hope you get better at what you're doing?
Thank you so much for the call, Longshoreman.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kickstart your new year with a rewarding career at the HK Group. HK is the leader in heavy construction and contractor site materials with over 80 locations across Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Delaware. HK offers a wide range of opportunities, including heavy equipment operators, CDL drivers, mechanics, site supervisors, engineers, and project managers. 100% paid benefits designed to promote healthy living, financial stability, and career growth. The HK Group does not discriminate. Apply today at hkgroup.com. It's your future opportunity.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.